I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. Tuesday marks the end of Jeanette Kowalik's tenure as Milwaukee's Commissioner of Health. Kowalik has been on the job for 2 years. She was hired at a low point of the agency's history after news broke that the city's childhood lead poisoning prevention program had been grossly mismanaged. Now Kowalik is taking a job with a Washington, D.C.-based health policy organization. When Kowalik announced she would be leaving Milwaukee, she began to candidly discuss challenges she faced, from racism to sexism, while carrying out her job. I sat down with Kowalik. We were masked and distanced in a downtown lobby. You'll hear a bit of sound from passersby there. Kowalik's mask complemented her jean jacket. Underneath, she wore a Milwaukee t-shirt. She had just shared lunch with members of the Board of Health. It formed a year ago, about 12 months after Kowalik returned to Milwaukee, her hometown, to take the helm of the city's health department. Kowalik says she knew she had a big job ahead of her.
Childhood lead poisoning prevention program was the reason why the vacancy existed, right?
Kowalik's predecessor, Bevan Baker, stepped down when concerns about the fiasco came to light. The department was being scrutinized by audits and by the public. But what Kowalik says she didn't expect was the level of harassment she experienced.
I'm looking at a whole spectrum of offenses, from the very small ones, from the microaggressions, to more overt things that have been said to me.
That included threatening and racist emails and voicemail messages. Kowalik's harassment came as the city was grappling with racism, and her department was asked to play a role. In May of last year, Milwaukee became the first U.S. city to declare racism a public health crisis. Kowalik says acknowledging the crisis is not enough. She says the city must shift to action ASAP, including in hiring people for city jobs.
You can't just recruit and hire people from different backgrounds and think that that's going to fix the problem. There needs to be some preparation to be able to receive and support people like me in these positions.
Kowalik says the city has a long to-do list that includes
looking at hiring practices, professional development needs related to anti-racism work, looking at the policies and practices within each city department.
In Kowalik's view, the city must also do more to help residents who don't have a place to live.
You can't move into self-actualization if you don't have a safe place to sleep and stay.
Kowalik says grappling with the coronavirus pandemic added a level of stress and sacrifice that's hard to describe. The commissioner and fellow public health workers had to navigate a public health crisis unlike many had seen. It fell on Kowalik to help set up a city plan, including when businesses and schools could reopen.
I was able to at least do some things in this world to really protect our community, save lives. I'm thankful I was still able to do orders for the city of Milwaukee.
Kowalik says she's leaving a stronger health department behind. Milwaukee's childhood lead poisoning prevention program is gradually rebounding.
The staffing has been through a lot. They've been traumatized. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done because the lead program has a variety of funding sources. So making sure there's compliance across all those funding sources. We got the HUD money again, which is great.
She points to the team of deputy commissioners she brought together. Kowalik says each has different skills and the team members mesh and support one another. One deputy commissioner will be stepping in as Kowalik's term ends Tuesday at 11:59 p.m.
Our community health deputy commissioner, Marlena Jackson, she came from Frederick Hospital. So we have someone that has the experience, someone from the community.
Kowalik describes her departure as bittersweet. Her 2 years, Kowalik says, feels like 20. Yet she says she wants her final message to be one of encouragement.
So I just want to continue to encourage other women, other black women, other women of color, other queer women, and move into these spaces because we need to lead and our voices need to be heard.
Kowalik gave a piece of advice that seems personal.
A lot of people are suffering and have lost hope at this point because of what's happening with this pandemic. And I just want to encourage people to really reflect on what is it that's causing you the most concern. Maybe it is your job. Maybe your job is stressing you out. Maybe the environment's very toxic. Make a plan to get out of that situation. It's not worth your health being compromised or losing your family or damaging relationships that you care about.
Kowalik uttered a quiet thank you and was gone. She had a virtual meeting with the mayor to get to. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.